Sorry News. I'm John Scott. Russia doesn't appear concerned about President Trump's warning over the war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president threatened economic penalties if Russia doesn't agree to a peace deal within 50 days. At the Kremlin, officials described Donald Trump's statements as very serious and said they would require further analysis. But top Russian security official Dmitry Medvedev said Russia didn't care about the president's theatrical ultimatum. Donald Trump also announced a deal to ship weapons to Ukraine through NATO countries. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Two people in New Jersey were killed after their vehicle was swept up in floodwaters during a storm that moved across the Northeast overnight. Their names have not been released. Meanwhile, New York City's subway system fully operational following overnight heavy rains. But some roads in New Jersey remain closed, and there were dozens of flight delays and cancellations at area airports. One well-known New Yorker refusing to throw in the towel.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who wants to be the city's next mayor, put out a video message Monday saying the fight isn't over after losing the Democratic primary in June. Democratic Socialist and Assemblymember Zoran Mamdani beat Cuomo by 12 percentage points.
My opponent, Mr. Mamdani, offers slick slogans but no real solutions.
Cuomo says only 13% of New Yorkers voted in the June primary, and November is a long way off. Julie Walker, New York.
John MacArthur, pastor of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, died Monday at the age of 86 after a battle with pneumonia. He was a longtime valued member of the Salem Radio Network family. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 256 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 143. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on politics and the pulpit. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The IRS announced this month that churches will no longer lose their tax-exempt status if the pastor endorses a political candidate by name from the pulpit. But even though that act is now permitted, it's not necessarily welcome. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, large majorities of all religious groups oppose clergymen endorsing specific political candidates. That includes nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A disturbing new study from the Anti-Defamation League finds 25% of Americans believe the recent surge in attacks on Jews in this country is understandable. Anti-Semitism spiked around the world after the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel, and the U.S. has not been immune. 40% of respondents say attacks on Jews would stop if Israel were to halt its efforts to remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
J.P. Morgan's second quarter profit fell to $14.2 billion in the second quarter, but the bank did beat Wall Street expectations. CEO Jamie Dimon touted another strong performance by the bank, especially in its markets division, where revenue rose $8.9 billion. Change of plans from the White House. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says the technology giant has now won approval from the Trump administration to sell its advanced computer chips used for artificial intelligence to China. Key changes in Britain. UK Treasury Chief Rachel Reeves announcing plans to cut regulations for banks and various financial firms. She says they plan to pare back some rules introduced during the 2008 financial crisis. I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.